There is our school bell, and that means it is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. We hope you had a good weekend, and we hope you're glad to be back in class this morning. And what we're going to do is spend the first part of this part of the Bible School in our special feature, where we read from the Rockcliffe Review. Now, that is the bulletin that we pass out on Sunday mornings to those who attend services at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. And in that bulletin, I usually have somewhat of a summary or supplement of the sermon that I preached. And this particular morning, I was preaching from the text of 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 through 12. And I titled this sermon, based on the things we read in that text, Holy Living and Brotherly Love. I'll read from the Rockcliffe Review in just a moment, but first let me read that text. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, the saints of that church. Finally then, brethren, we beseech and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as ye received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, even as ye do walk, that ye abound more and more. For you know what a charge we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye abstain from fornication, that each one of you know how to possess himself of his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the passion of lust, even as the Gentiles who know not God, that no man may transgress and wrong his brother in the matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as also we forewarned you and testified. For God called us not for uncleanness, but in sanctification. Therefore he that rejecteth not man, but God, who giveth his Holy Spirit unto you. But concerning the love of the brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. For indeed ye do it toward all the brethren that are in Macedonia. But we exhort ye, brethren, that ye abound more and more, and that ye steady to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your hands, even as we charged you, that ye may walk becomingly toward them that are without, and may have need of nothing. And so the sermon on holy living and brotherly love. Holy living and brotherly love are to be distinguishing characteristics of a Christian. The call of the gospel is a call to Christ. It is also a call to a new life. Our text, at 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 through 12. Here we find the words, sanctification, holiness, and holy. The root meaning of these words is set apart. We are set apart by God and added to His church when we obey the gospel. Being set apart unto God, we are to live a life that is set apart from the world. God calls us to holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 7. This higher calling to a holy life is one of the things that make the gospel of Christ appealing. Paul came to Thessalonica preaching Christ, reasoning with them from the Scriptures that he must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, Acts 17, 2-3. Paul also came preaching holy living and brotherly love. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 1, we read, ye have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 2, he says, you know the commandment we gave you by the Lord Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 6, he said, we have forewarned you and testified. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 9, he writes, as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Like the Thessalonians, we need to be reminded of the things we have learned. To the credit of the Thessalonians, they had received and embraced this teaching. Thus Paul writes that ye would abound more and more, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 10. The Gentiles had long departed from God and degraded themselves. And we read about that in Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. The Jews knew better, but many of them had gone in the way of the Gentiles. In Romans 2 and verse 22, we read, Thou sayest that a man should not commit adultery. Dost thou commit adultery? Therefore, in calling for holy living, Paul emphasizes sexual purity. He writes in 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 through 5, Abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. In context, the vessel of this passage appears to be a discreet and modest term for that member of the body used in fornication. And you may want to compare that with 2 Samuel 21 and verse 5. For a man to go beyond or to transgress with another in this manner is to defraud his brother. For it takes from him the purity, dignity, and holiness that he is to have before God. And we are warned, the Lord is the avenger of all such. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 6. It is God who has called us to this holy life. 1 Thessalonians 4, 6 through 7 we read, God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. God still calls us. We are also called to brotherly love. As touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are told of God to love one another. Indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 through 10. Jesus said in John chapter 13 and verse 35, By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Paul gave the Thessalonians three additional admonitions. Study to be quiet. Do your own business. Work with your own hands. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 11. It is interesting how Paul told them to study to be quiet. In an irony, he's telling them to relentlessly strive to remain calm. They were to do their own business so as to avoid unnecessarily becoming entangled in the affairs of others. And they were to work with their own hands that they might walk honestly, or we might say walk honorably, toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 12. Those without are watching. In a hostile environment, the Thessalonian Christians could show them that are without the power and goodness of Christ by holy living and brotherly love. We can too. Now that was the gist of the sermon that was preached at Rock Cliff. I would invite you to come by the services and be part of the worship and Bible study with us at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And with that, we're going to return to our regular Sunday school lesson. As the week came to a close last week, we were looking at a Sunday school lesson that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May 11th, 1924. It's about how Jehoiada gained a victory over Baal by sparing one of the sons of David when all the others were killed. And this was but a little child, and yet he raised this child in secret until the time was right to set that child on David's throne and return the kingdom to the house of David. Now we're studying about Jehoram and Athaliah. And Jehoram was not a good king in Israel. Athaliah was the grandson of this little child that was spared. She had killed all her other grandchildren and thought she had killed this one too. But he had been hidden in the temple until he was raised to serve as king. Jehoram was the king of Israel whom she had married. And Athaliah, that wicked queen in Jerusalem, she was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. But here's what we read about Jehoram. It was said of Jehoram that he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab. For he had the daughter of Ahab the wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah. 2 Kings 8 and verse 18. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot, and led Judah astray. 2 Kings 21:11. He also slew with the sword all his brethren, and divers also of the princes of his kingdom. For his idolatry and wickedness, he suffered the condemnation of God. His enemies were stirred up against him. His wives and children were slain. His people were smitten with a plague. He himself suffered from a great affliction of the bowels until day by day. For 2 years they fell out, and he died of a sore disease. Jehoram reigned only 8 years, and Jehoahaz, also called Ahaziah, 2 Chronicles 22:2, his youngest son, reigned in his stead, for his enemies had slain all his other sons. Jehoahaz reigned only 1 year. He also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, as did the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. Jezebel, yet alive, was his grandmother. Athaliah, his mother, and Jehoram, king of Israel, his uncle and contemporary. Both kingdoms at this time were under the wicked influence of Jezebel, and it seemed that the influence of Elijah and Elisha was lost. But it was at work, like leaven, and it burst forth like the sun from behind the cloud, and the widespread destruction of Baal worship in both kingdoms. Jehu slew Jehoram, Jehoahaz, Jezebel, and all the sons of Ahab, and all the prophets of Baal. Our lesson shows how Athaliah perished, and a new era of the true worship of God dawned upon Judah. We're going to read the explanatory notes now about how Athaliah destroyed all the royal seed. We read in the book of 2 Kings chapter 11 and verse 1 that when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. Now we're going to begin that in the next class. And so you'll want to mark in your Bible 2 Kings chapter 11. And we'll read about this wicked king Athaliah and also about her doom. We know Jezebel was a wicked queen, but boy, her daughter Athaliah, she killed her grandchildren so that she could become queen. We'll see that in a lesson that will be coming up tomorrow.